Well, good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. I want to tell you the story of an empty chair. A man's daughter had asked the local pastor to come and pray with her father. When the pastor arrived, he found the man lying in bed with his head propped up on two pillows and an empty chair beside his bed. The priest assumed that the old fellow had been informed of his visit. "I guess you were expecting me," he said. "No, who are you?" "Well, I'm the new associate at your local church," the pastor replied. "When I saw the empty chair, I figured you knew I was going to show up." "Oh yeah, the chair," the bedridden man said. "Would you mind closing the door?" Puzzled, the pastor shut the door. "I've never told anyone this, not even my daughter," said the man. "But all my life, I have never known how to pray. At church, I used to hear the pastor talk about prayer, but it always went right over my head." "I abandoned any attempt at prayer," the old man continued. "Until one day, about 4 years ago, my best friend said to me, 'Joe, prayer is just a simple matter of having a conversation with Jesus. Here's what I suggest. Sit down on a chair, place an empty chair in front of you, and in faith see Jesus on the chair. It's not spooky because he promised, I'll be with you always. Then just speak to him and listen in the same way you're doing with me right now.' So I tried it, and I've liked it so much that I do it a couple hours every day. I'm careful, though. If my daughter saw me talking to an empty chair, she'd either say I'm having a nervous breakdown or send me off to the funny farm." The pastor was deeply moved by the story and encouraged the old man to continue on the journey. Then he prayed with him and returned to the church. 2 nights later, the daughter called to tell the pastor that her daddy had died that afternoon. "Did he seem to die in peace?" he asked. "Yes," she said. "When I left the house around 2 o'clock, he called me over to his bedside, told me one of his corny jokes, and kissed me on the cheek. When I got back from the store an hour later, I found him dead. But there was something strange. In fact, beyond strange, kind of weird. Apparently, just before Daddy died, he leaned over and rested his head on a chair beside the bed." Prayer can be a confusing, yet interesting and exciting endeavor. It's something that we're all told to do in Scripture, but we often come up with excuses why we can't do it. And we run out of time, or we run out of things to pray for, or we feel foolish for doing it. But the fact remains that God wants us to pray. And it's not just so that we can feel more spiritual or feel better about ourselves, but it's so that we can become more and more like Jesus. Praying, both speaking and listening, allows us to grow closer to our Savior. Perhaps having an empty chair is what you need to help your prayer time become more meaningful for you. Maybe journaling your prayers is the way to go. But whatever method you choose, it's the time that you spend with God that matters. Today, during this service, we're going to spend time in prayer, as we do every year, bringing in the new year with prayer and asking God to bless us in the coming year. But more importantly than to bless us, to ask him to help us become more and more like Jesus. That's our ultimate goal as followers of Christ, is to become more and more like Jesus. And that's why we start 2017 in this way. Prayer is not about getting what we want. It's not a magical formula. It's not open sesame and rub the magic lamp. It is a time of relationship building with Jesus. We're going to start this morning with a prayer time of thanksgiving. Giving thanks is not just something that we do one day in November. It's something that we should be doing all year long and have an attitude of gratitude. And it's an important place and an appropriate place to begin our prayer time, because it helps us to remember how much God has already blessed us. Sometimes when we get in the thick of things, we forget that God has given us so much and we are blessed so much. That we forget about all those things because we're caught up in the moment and in our despair. Having this attitude of gratitude helps us remember as well that God has our backs and he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. So in your bulletin, there's a handout, and I want you to pull out the handout in there. There's one that has missions requests and one that has blanks on it, and you want the one that has blanks on it. And I want you to write down on those blanks two or three things that you're grateful for. Now I'd like you to turn to someone near you and share those two or three things that you wrote down as your items of thankfulness. And then I will guide you into a time of silent prayer to thank God for those things. So take a minute and share those with those around you now. As you close your time of sharing now, I'd like you to enter into a moment of silent prayer and pray for, thank God for the things that you're thankful for, but also thank God that your friend there that you've talked to has also been blessed by the Lord. So take a few moments in silent prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Of course, the biggest blessing of all is the gift of salvation given to us by Jesus by dying on the cross for our sins. Jesus came to earth for one primary reason, and that was to die on the cross for our sins. I want you to think about your life for a moment, and if I asked you the question, what is your life's primary purpose? What would you say? Do you have one thing that drives you to do what you do each day? One thing that motivates you? Maybe it's your family, maybe it's your job, maybe it's your faith. Whatever it is, it drives you to do what you do. Jesus had a driving force in his life as well, and that force was to do the will of his Father, dying for the sins of humankind. Now, in order to do this, Jesus had to sacrifice, and not just sacrifice himself on the cross, but he also had to sacrifice some of his innate characteristics, some of his very beings, the things that made him who he was, he gave up. In heaven, Jesus was everywhere at once. He was omnipresent. But when he was born, he was restricted to being in one place and one time at a time in a human body. In heaven, Jesus was the king. And on earth, he was born to a poor family in a lowly manger. In heaven, Jesus was protected from anything and everything. But on earth, he was subject to torture and abuse. In heaven, Jesus had everything that he wanted and needed. But on earth, he experienced hunger. He experienced thirst. He experienced pain. In heaven, Jesus experienced happiness and contentment. And on earth, Jesus felt sadness, hurt, and betrayal. How many would give up a life of happiness, protection, contentment, and fulfillment for the sake of someone else? Jesus did this, and he did this for you. He gave up everything for his creation. He gave up everything so that you and I could be in a relationship with his Father. Jesus saw that we violated that relationship with God through sin. And so he gave up everything he had in order to restore that relationship so that we might be right with God. He was beaten, tortured, and crucified so that we might live, and that we might live life eternally with God. So as we begin 2017, the real question for you is, are you right with God? First, have you accepted God's gift of salvation? Have you asked for forgiveness of your sins? Have you confessed them? Have you repented? Have you been obedient to the Lord through baptism? If you haven't, it's time to take those steps of faith. It's time to start 2017 on the right spiritual track. If you have, then it's time to make sure that we are coming together and thanking God for his sacrifice, thanking God for what he's done, and making commitments to grow in our relationship with God. Whatever your next step is in your relationship, whether it's to spend more time in prayer, spend more time serving others, more time reading your Bible, whatever that is, that's what we need to commit to today. Now we're going to talk about prayers for the universal church. There are many countries in the world where people are not free to worship Jesus. Places that you could be put in jail for just speaking Jesus' name. In Morocco, there was a missionary named Mohamed Said Zaou, a prominent Christian rights activist who survived a knife attack on the evening of November 4th. Mohamed had been featured in many televised interviews about comparative religion and has been outspoken about religious freedom in Morocco. When he arrived at his apartment at 10 p.m. on November 4th, a man with a long knife or sword came out of a nearby parked car and tried to stab him. Mohamed quickly opened the door to the apartment building and shielded himself from the blade. The attacker reportedly shouted threats to Mohamed before finally leaving the scene. "I will do it again," a witness overheard the attacker say as he got back in his car. 3 days later, Mohamed reported the incident to police. However, the authorities declined his report and said Mohamed was just a troublemaker. As we remember people like Mohamed and people around the world that are struggling in their faith, that can't speak freely about Jesus, we need to pray for them as we consider them. We need to thank God for the blessing that we have of being in a free country where we can worship. Take a moment now and pray silently for Mohamed and people like him around the world who do not have the freedom to worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Continuing on our theme of the church, we're going to be talking about our seven missions that Hayes Christian Church supports. Each of these missions supports different aspects of the Lord's work around the globe. You can always go to our website to find out more information about our missions and to find links to them. And the missions requests from each missionary are on the other handout in your bulletin. For Shragi Christian Mission and Good News Productions, for Courage and Perseverance, for workers laboring in many dangerous places around the world, and for Carolyn Shragi's work through Life Choices. For Catherine Rhodes and Puerto Rico Christian School, for the personnel and other necessities required to educate the children, not only in academics, but also in God's Word. Also that Catherine would be granted the strength and will to continue to do much good in the Lord's name. And for an easing of the economic and climate problems that have been so crippling to the island of Puerto Rico in recent years. For Emmanuel Christian Seminary, for the continuing success of the recent special emphasis on missions-mindedness by sending students to mission conferences and providing them with hands-on experience working with the International Disaster Emergency Services. That the new alliance with Stadia will bear fruit in increasing the effectiveness of preparing men and women for the church planting ministry. For the Catali Orphanage, for finding a teammate who can handle the finances. For the funds for the 5 students who will be starting secondary school this month. For scholarship funds for the students who qualify for college. And for wisdom for the administrators as they select new staff for the home and school. For Lakeview Christian Camp, in gratitude for a very successful camp season and prayers for a fruitful 2017 season. Prayers that giving would increase and the financial situation would improve, and that the new building project, God is on the Move at Lakeview, would be successful. For the Community Assistance Center, that donations of food, funding, and other items increase in 2017 as the need continues to increase each year, and for a much-needed new storage facility. For the Ellis County Ministerial Alliance Second Mile Fund, that the financial giving increases as the need continues to increase each year. That churches would be more involved in the ECMA in its effort to help those in need in uniting the body of Christ in Ellis County. And that First Call for Help is able to help clients make choices that will help them end the cycle of poverty that many families are trapped in. Take a moment, and on your handout there's a blank for missions. and pick one or two of those either missions or items on the missions that you would be willing to pray for this morning and in the coming year. God, we thank you for each one of these agencies and groups that works to further serve your kingdom. We pray now specifically for these missions, that they would be seeking to do your will and that you would provide the financing that's needed to complete the missions and to complete the work that you have called each one of these missions to. We are grateful that we can have a small part in this. It's a privilege and an honor that we have to help support these works. And we pray that we would continue to be faithful in our giving, faithful in our prayers, and faithful in our communication with them, so that we can do our part to support and help these missions as they seek to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to take a moment to pray for those who don't yet know Jesus. When Jesus left the earth, he said, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." One of the key parts of this passage, which is known as the Great Commission, is to evangelize, which means to tell other people about Jesus and to spread the message of the gospel with others. And we each have that responsibility. Even if we're not part of a missions organization or on a specific missions trip, we have the responsibility to share our faith with our friends, with our coworkers, with our neighbors. Sharing our faith can be very difficult for many of us. And that's why I encourage you to share your faith through your testimony, through your story, answering questions like, why do you go to church? Why do you pray? Why do you have faith? Why do you rely on Jesus for your comfort and your hope in this world? Those are things that all of us can answer and all of us can share with those who have questions about the faith. I want you to think about people in your life that you know that don't yet follow Jesus, and I want you to pick one or two or three of those names and write those names on your prayer sheet this morning, or write their initials on your handout now. Those one, two, or three people that you will commit to praying for in 2017, that they would come to know Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. Once you have those names or initials written, spend a moment in silent prayer. Pray that they would come to know Christ, and also pray that you would be given the courage to share Christ with them. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Now we want to shift our focus a little bit and focus on prayers specifically for our church, for Hayes Christian Church. We are continuing with our church revitalization efforts and in order to grow in our outreach and influence in the community. And so we want to pray that that would be successful and that we are able to reach more people with the message of the gospel. We're asking for prayers that we meet our expenses in 2017. Through many gifts and through the sacrifice of you in the congregation, we did meet our expenses for 2016. And that's a huge praise and a huge sigh of relief that God has blessed our work here this year. We also ask for prayers for us as leaders, that we will lead with wisdom and with grace and love and follow the Lord's leading through all of the things that we have that come across our desk. I'd like you to write down either one of those prayer requests or your own prayer requests for the church and write that down on your sheet there, that you will pray for these things in 2017. We also have prayer requests in the bulletin each week, but in addition to the ones that are on the back of the bulletin, there are many other needs that we have in the congregation that are unspoken this morning, and I'd like you to commit to picking one family or one person this year that attends our church that you're going to just lift up in prayer. You don't ever have to tell the person that you're praying for them, but maybe you want to do one person a month, one person a week, one person a day, or one person for the entire year that you're just going to lift up in prayer. Everyone needs people praying for them. And so I want you to think about that, and I know that that's a big commitment to ask you to pick someone right now that you're going to pray for 365 days. And so you don't have to write that name down right now if you're not having someone come to mind. But I think many times a name just pops into your mind right away, and I think that sometimes is a leading of the Holy Spirit. And so maybe that's the person that you need to be praying for. I'd like you to turn back to those two or three people that you're with earlier, and now just have a time of prayer for these different requests that we have for the church and for the missions and the church family. Things on the back of the bulletin, the family that you've listed for Terry or Teresa and Meadow as they travel. And you don't have to pray out loud, but just to know that there's three of you praying together at the same time for the same things is good to know. And if there's someone in your group that's willing to pray out loud, I'd encourage you to do that as well. So let's take a moment and pray in our small groups there. In Jesus' name we pray. Now it's time to really examine ourselves before the Lord and to ask Him to guide and direct our personal lives for the new year. Take a moment to consider what things God would have you learn in 2017. What steps do you believe God wants you to take in 2017? Think about your job. Think about your family. Think about how you spend your time. Think about your spiritual life. What areas of your life do you need to let God have control over in 2017? How does God want to change your job? How does He want you to change your time? Think about these things and take a moment to write down some personal requests on your sheet for 2017. Take a moment to pray for those requests silently.
You've been listening to a message presented at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111 Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.